and Yagara people, we acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded,
and we stand in solidarity with them.
Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Grace, Chloe and Ella with your 10am Zedlines. In local news, the South Bank Streets beach was drained empty again last Friday to fix an ongoing leak, with investigators yet to find where the 33-year-old pool is leaking from. A South Bank Corporation spokesperson said, quote, "We've noticed recently changes where we are currently assessing to understand where we may be losing water through the pipes and other infrastructure." A reopening timeframe has not been made clear, with them saying, "While we had hoped to reopen the much-loved lagoon by mid-June, we are needing some extra time." 8 German shepherds were discovered on board a boat moored at the Gold Coast recently. The RSPCA is investigating the incident amid complaints from nearby boaters. The boat, appearing to have run aground at the spit at Main Beach, prompted concern from nearby boaters. There were 5 dogs on board, with another 3 dogs already on shore. The woman who claimed to own the dogs was refusing questions. The Gold Coast City Council is also investigating the incident.
In national news, a proposed waste-to-energy plant set to be built outside Geelong is facing backlash from locals due to its proximity to homes and its toxic gas emissions. The incinerator, which is designed to burn through 400,000 tonnes of rubbish every year, is set to be built in Lara, 10 kilometres north of Geelong's CBD, and plans to power up to 50,000 homes. Community members are also expressing frustration over a lack of transparency from developers Prospect Hill International, with the estimated cost of the plant having grown from $300 million to $700 million. As well as concerns about links between the company and other corporations owned by the Chinese government. One of Western Australia's last remaining roller skating rinks is set to close at the end of the month after financial and remote management pressures. The rink has produced some of Australia's best roller skaters, like the country's best artistic skater, Andrew Beattie. It's located in Davenport, Bunbury's industrial area, with it commonly advertised as an area set to boom. Denise Seymour recently awarded the title of Western Australia's 2025 state champion in the Masters Ladies Figures division, said, "Having the rink here in Bunbury was the best thing, because I wasn't missing out on what I absolutely loved doing."
In international news, Thailand's Prime Minister Pei Tong Tan Shinwat has faced criticism for her perceived mishandling of a border row with Cambodia, including over a phone call with the country's former leader, Hun Sen, the audio of which was leaked on Wednesday. Afterwards, Hun Sen released the full audio, with the Thai Prime Minister appearing to kowtow before the veteran Cambodian politician and to denigrate a senior Thai military commander. The Bhutai Thai Party, a major coalition partner, the third largest in Parliament's lower house, pulled out of the ruling coalition late on Wednesday, soon after the leak. The Bhutai Party now only holds a narrow majority in Thailand's 495-member parliament. Activists have scheduled a protest in Bangkok starting on the 28th of June to demand Pei Tong Tan's resignation. For the weather today, it's a great day to rot in bed with overcast conditions and showers. It's currently 16 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 22. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 3, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news at 10am. We'll be back at 11am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.